to Keep Moving Forward, a podcast dedicated to church revitalization, replanting, and the church in general. Each week, we look at issues within the revitalization movement, as well as interview pastors and leaders involved in revitalization. So now, please join us for this week's discussion. Hey everyone, it's Don McKinnon here, and it's been a while since you heard me. I would say that I've needed a bit of a respite, and we shall call this a sabbatical. It's been tough. I could go into what has gone on with the church. In fact, I'll give you a brief. I'll do this for about 10 minutes and stuff. So, about a year ago, I met with some people in our church. Finances weren't doing good. We were given a thing of, you know, get out, because we have been staying in the church in a makeshift apartment for what was supposed to be a couple of years, has turned into several. And things weren't really doing good, and I realized I wasn't really in a good headspace. It's tough to do church in New England, if I'm honest. And I think that is the thing that started to happen with me. I had several friends, pastors, leave the area to go elsewhere, which was more affordable. And I really began to question whether or not we were supposed to stay here. You know, what the future was. It's kind of spacey, you know. You don't think certain things. I've had these conversations with friends. You know, my generation is a generation that really didn't plan well for its future. About half my generation is set for the future. The other half isn't for retirement. The half that quote-unquote is now 40% of them, I believe, now are borrowing from their 401ks because of the economy. And so we come to this point where I really wasn't in a good headspace. And my wife and I had had discussions for years about, you know, what we should do, what should we be thinking of certain things, different things. And basically, I just had this impression, this feel, that we needed to kind of stop a lot of things that we were doing. Stop a lot of the things that we were doing. And really begin a path, begin to look at paths that we might use. I don't know how else to say this. The one thing that I have stood by with our church is that we are called to be a church of prayer. And one thing we did was we were open with our prayer group about what was going on, and we made it an initiative. We prayed for God to send us people. We prayed for God to show up on Sunday. And what I mean by that is not that we didn't think God was not in church, but we needed to physically see things that showed us his presence within the church and that he wasn't done with the church. And what ended up happening over time is we would pray and pray and pray some more. And believe me, it was difficult. The couple that we were praying with had expressed that it was hard for them to continue to come to the church if they did not see growth, if they didn't see people coming in. And so that became part of our prayer. God, send us people. The other part of that prayer was that fit in with the church. And what I mean by that is we had prayed that way many times before within the church, and we saw this. We saw people come in, and they weren't the right fit. They did not understand what we were trying to do, how we were trying to be a family, how we were trying to be the church God wanted us to be. Some people came with ulterior motives. Other people came with the idea that, hey, we're going to come, and if you want us to continue giving, you're going to do these things for us. And so when those people didn't return after talking to me, that didn't put me in a good light with some people. And so I really reached this spot where I needed to be in prayer. I needed to know that God was God, that he was happy with what I was doing. And so part of my prayer there was then, you know, show up that you're God, show up that you're happy, show up that, you know, I'm pleasing you. What ultimately started to happen over those months is it started with one gentleman coming in, nice guy, coming in, and he came back because he said, you guys remembered me, you guys knew my name, you guys showed genuine interest in me. And then slowly but surely, we started to get more people and more people and more people. When it came to Christmas of last year, 2023, I looked at things, and you know, you don't always look at what God's done, but all of a sudden I realized God had doubled us. If I'm honest, it was slightly more than double us, and it was a few people more than the doubling, but you know, for conservative speaking sake, I will say God doubled us. And that was exciting. That was exciting for many of the people in the church, many of the people who were praying, many of the people who wanted to be a part of seeing what God was doing. And so let me say this. With that, then came some of the next interesting, exciting parts of what has been going on. In that time since, our prayer group has added a person, and it's that first person that came to our prayer group, and we're excited that he's a part of it, and we decided we were going to start praying for God to double our numbers. But again, double our numbers with people who are the right fit. And what I mean by that is these are the people that have caught the vision. And let me say this, that doubling are people that have caught the vision. They understand the vision. They see the vision. They know this is the direction that the church is. This is what the Holy Spirit has said to the pastor. And I can see that. And what I'm seeing now is a lot of the stuff that for years I've wanted to do and I've wanted to focus on and, you know, really make those shifts. Now we have people that I haven't even talked to them about that, and they're already starting to steer. Like, they're like, Pastor, can we do this? Or, Pastor, we should do that. And we're starting to grow in that direction. And so, you know, I'm a type A personality. And so I'm a type A with OCD. And so I've got to see things a certain way, and a lot of what I've done has kind of held back the church, I think, at times, but at the same time, it's been for a time such as this, and so I think what I believe I'm seeing right now is God showing us that he's growing us, and last year we added two people to membership, and hopefully this weekend we will add 5, 6, and 7 for this year. In other words, last year we only added two people in 2023 to our membership roles. But already within the first 3 months of this year, we hopefully, Lord willing, will add seven people to our membership. And God is growing us. And we're moving forward. We're keep moving forward. And that's the grand thing. And so I think we're seeing that. We're seeing people come. We're seeing people move us. We're seeing people put us in a general direction. And what I want to say is that, you know, there are a lot of things on my mind. I am about church revitalization. I love church revitalization. I also love things that are in the church. And when we come back shortly, we are going to, one, we're going to go with seasons. I think we're going to go with seasons of 8 to 10 episodes, and then we're going to take 3 to 4, maybe 5 months off, and then come back. You know, I'd prefer 4 months off, and then come back with another 10 episodes. So I'm going to be in the process of interviews with some guys that are doing some amazing stuff in the church. Some of them are revitalizers, some of them are church planters, some of them are leaders. We're going to talk to them. We're going to look at what the Lord is doing within the church, the capital C church, and move forward with these things and move forward with how it is. But understand, many of you, I think, knew I wasn't in a right headspace. I mean, I made one podcast and a lot of you guys just kept messaging me and saying, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk. Well, you know, we're moving forward. We got some guys that are praying for us across the country, and we're doing it. We're moving forward. We got a mission team coming this summer to help us with VBS. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about where God is moving us forward. And right now, yeah, you know, a lot of my delay was we had gotten out of our sanctuary. We were in fellowship hall. And I think we might be back in the sanctuary by Christmas. And I know a lot of people are kind of worried about that because they like where I'm seated to them while I'm preaching. And believe me, I have an idea on that. If you know my building, if you've been to my church building here at Legacy Church, I've got a way to do that because I'm not always about being high and on the top part, you know, the stage. God is on the stage. I'm just the vessel he uses. So with that, I'm going to say I love you guys. We will be back soon. Do not worry.